Nuts. I'm Jason Dinesen. The Minnesota Twins saw their four-game winning streak come to an end with a 9-5 loss at Arizona last night. Manager Derek Shelton says poor defense cost them.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we've focused on. We need to continue to work on. But, you know, we had, you know, two balls there that are potential double plays balls. And, you know, I mean, the line ends up looking bad for Connor, but, you know, it was balls that he put on the ground. They weren't bad pitches, balls that we hit at people. We have to be able to finish plays.
The Twins are at Arizona again tonight at 9:10. The Minnesota Lynx won at Golden State last night, 81-75. The Lynx return home to face Washington at 5 p.m. tomorrow at Target Center. Minneapolis is the host city for the Special Olympics USA Games, which open tonight at Huntington Bank Stadium. Spokeswoman Molly Gallatin says nearly 3,000 athletes from around the nation will compete in multiple sports.
We have 16 Olympic-type sports that will be played. There's two new sports. We have cornhole and pickleball this year, so they're making their debut at the Special Olympics USA Games for the first time.
The Special Olympics run from tonight through next Friday. The 50th annual Grandma's Marathon is today in Duluth. MNN Sports Director Mike Grimm has more.
Runners from across the United States and around the world are expected to take part in the marathon, the half marathon, and the 5K. Organizers say the event generates nearly $40 million in economic impact for the region each year and welcomes more than 20,000 participants. The iconic race begins near Two Harbors and follows the scenic north shore of Lake Superior before finishing in Duluth's Canal Park.
And the St. Paul Saints rallied with two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning last night to beat Omaha 6-5. For more on these and other stories, visit MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. I'm Jason Dinesen. This is MNN.